Imagine being a tech billionaire's son, surrounded by every digital luxury imaginable, and suddenly finding yourself stranded at a wellness retreat with no electronics allowed. This is precisely the nightmare that befalls Jet Baranoff, whose string of outrageous stunts, including blowing up school toilets and causing fighter jets to scramble, finally pushes his father Vladimir, founder of tech giant Fuego, to ship him off to the oasis of mind and body wellness in rural Arkansas. For Jet, having his phone, laptop, and tablet confiscated feels like having his lifeline to civilization severed. His immediate response? Rebellion. Wearing clothes inside out, falling asleep during meditation, and complaining incessantly about the vegetarian food. When he finally manages a midnight raid to retrieve his precious F phone, his desperate call to his father yields only one response: you're staying put. Little does Jet know that this forced disconnection will lead to discoveries far more meaningful than anything he could find on a screen. The Oasis unites kids from diverse backgrounds against their will. Grace Atwater publicly embraces wellness while secretly loving motorcycle rides with her dad. Tyrell Kerrigan deals with food allergies amid a family of dieters, while his sister Sarah misses her boyfriend. Brandon Buchholz, a 13-year-old giant with an ex-NFL father, intimidates others. The Azuma twins have parents who overeat, and Brooklyn Feldman keeps to herself, concealing that she's Magnus Fellini's daughter. These isolated kids converge when they discover a small reptile in the Oasis hot spring. Grace rescues the creature, named Needles for its sharp teeth, giving them a shared mission. Caring for Needles involves breaking numerous rules, keeping a secret pet, skipping activities, stealing the motor launch to get meat from Hedge Apple, as Needles is carnivorous, and bribing Brandon with candy for his silence. I've learned that having friends, both human and reptile, changes your priorities completely, Jet reflects. Without screens to hide behind, these kids must engage directly, building friendships through shared experiences rather than social media. Cut off from technology, Jet's entrepreneurial instincts find new expression at the Oasis. When Brandon blackmails him for candy to keep Needles secret, Jet transforms this challenge into opportunity, selling contraband candy to campers at a 500% markup. His underground candy economy develops distribution channels and a secrecy code, using tree bark messages instead of digital systems. I can turn this into a business to fund Needles' growing appetite for hamburger meat, Jet realizes, demonstrating his offline problem-solving abilities. His adaptability reveals unexpected strengths in negotiating with suppliers and managing customer relationships without technology. This illicit business creates moral dilemmas, particularly for Grace, caught between Team Lizard loyalty and Oasis values. I'm deeply disappointed in everyone, she reflects, as the camp's healthy eating culture deteriorates. The candy economy becomes a microcosm of market forces, supply and demand, price elasticity, and scarcity, illustrating how entrepreneurship emerges anywhere while questioning commercialization's impact on community values. As Jet integrates into Oasis life, he uncovers disturbing secrets. Most shocking is Ivory Novus, the meditation pathfinder who leads a double life as Snapper, running an illegal alligator farm outside Hedge Apple. During private sessions, she hypnotically manipulates wealthy guests into donating to Friends of the Oasis, money that actually funds her criminal operation. Tyrell's worldview shatters when he witnesses his father break down during hypnosis. She makes my dad imagine losing the Oasis, reducing him to sobbing like a heartbroken child, a sound I'll never be able to unhear. Meanwhile, Magnus Fellini, formerly Marvin Feldman, remains genuinely committed to his wellness philosophy, though naive about Ivory's schemes. When confronted with her betrayal, Magnus responds with a dignified, "Be whole," while she mocks his terrible food and dime store philosophy. The Oasis represents a well-intentioned but flawed utopian experiment. Its strict rules against technology, meat, and killing insects reflect an idealism that sometimes contradicts natural reality, as shown by carnivorous needles' dietary needs. This suggests balance might be healthier than extremism in wellness approaches. Jet's investigation reveals Ivory's extensive deception. The self-proclaimed vegetarian minimalist secretly enjoys steaks and owns multiple luxury properties purchased with manipulated donations. Behind her curated social media presence lurks a calculating businesswoman profiting from others' search for meaning. When Jet attempts to expose this hypocrisy, followers reject his evidence, dismissing information that challenges their beliefs. People are ostriches, burying their heads in the sand when they don't like what's happening, he observes, before resorting to placing fireworks around the compound. During the chaotic rescue, Grace and Tyrell finally witness the truth, an illegal alligator breeding facility beneath the meditation center that embodies everything their community opposed: exploitation, greed, and environmental destruction. This revelation forces each character to confront reality. Magnus faces betrayal. Grace acknowledges Oasis was built on lies, and Jet finds validation of his cynical views on human nature. From this collapse emerges space for an authentic community built on genuine connections rather than shared delusions, symbolized by Magnus finally embracing Jet's nickname, Nimbus. Unplugged explores technology's role in modern life without making simplistic judgments about digital connectivity. The narrative shows there's no universal solution to finding digital balance. The Oasis serves as a metaphor for extreme digital abstinence, revealing both benefits and drawbacks. While residents grow through face-to-face interactions and nature-based activities, inflexible policies create challenges, from dietary restrictions to students' inability to contact family during emergencies. Grace's character arc illustrates this complexity. Initially embracing the anti-technology stance enthusiastically, she gradually realizes absolute positions can be counterproductive. Her secret motorcycle rides represent maintaining meaningful connections that don't align perfectly with ideological purity. Jet's experience embodies the novel's central message. His tech-savvy background initially seems at odds with the Oasis, but he discovers digital skills and human connection aren't mutually exclusive. His problem-solving approaches prove valuable in building community in the unplugged setting. The novel advocates for mindful engagement rather than complete abstinence, acknowledging technology's importance while recognizing the value of periodic digital detox. As the story concludes, the character's time at the Oasis has created profound change despite its flaws. They've formed friendships that transcend initial social divisions and discovered hidden talents. Maya's wilderness navigation, Devin's leadership, and Charlie's conflict resolution skills. For Jet especially, disconnecting from technology has paradoxically connected him more deeply to himself and others. His journey from resistant participant to engaged community member shows the power of stepping away from screens. While he'll return to technology, his perspective has fundamentally shifted. He's discovered that certain experiences, caring for injured wildlife, sharing stories around campfires, collaborating against wrongdoing, cannot be replicated digitally. This transformation suggests that periodic digital detox provides valuable perspective. The novel advocates for mindful technology usage rather than rejection, appreciating both worlds, technology's convenience alongside the raw authenticity of unmediated experience. Unplugged explores what we gain and lose through our relationship with technology. The lasting message is about finding authentic connection to nature, others, and ourselves. Sometimes being temporarily unplugged reveals what truly matters: presence, genuine connection, and full engagement with the world.